With an update from LondonNewsToday.ca, I'm Miranda Chant. Eclipse Day has finally arrived. Thousands of people are expected to descend on Port Stanley and other Lake Erie communities for the much-anticipated celestial event. While you'll be able to see it in London, along the shoreline will offer a better view. In anticipation of the crowds, Elgin County has several road closures in effect in Port Stanley, Port Bruce, Port Burwell, and Port Glasgow. Skygazers are reminded by the health unit that looking directly at the eclipse without proper eye protection can lead to serious eye damage. A total solar eclipse has not happened in Canada since February 1979. A motorcyclist is dead after a serious crash in East London. The bike collided with a car in the area of Oxford and Weathered late Saturday afternoon. The name of the motorcyclist has not been released. The cause of the crash is under investigation. The wheels are about to begin rolling on a new inter-community bus route linking Dorchester, London, and St. Thomas. Middlesex County Connect's new route is slated to depart from the Railway City Transit Hub in St. Thomas this morning. The new service offers commuters 4 round trips daily with 2 in the morning and 2 in the afternoon Monday to Saturday. A one-way trip is $5. Millions of bags of Tide and Gain laundry detergent packets are being recalled. Procter & Gamble has pulled the bags from store shelves in Canada and the U.S. over faulty childproof packaging. Officials say the zipper track can split open, giving kids easy access to the pods. Anyone with the affected bags should keep them out of reach of children or return them to the store for a refund. For more on these and other stories, go to LondonNewsToday.ca.